All right, we'll call it to order. So we have a quorum, which is great, so we can do business. And we had to check the minutes from last time and see if there's new business, and the hearing is the big, so are you guys cool if we start with that, the hearing? You said Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, cool. If you want, you can sit up here, there, wherever you're comfy. So I'll just be honest, it's been a long time since we had a variance hearing, so I don't remember the exact procedure of it.
Sure.
But as I recall last time, what we did is we had the permit and the map and everything, and just if you give us a quick idea of what you're hoping to do.
Yeah.
No one else came to worry about it, so and we can ask questions if there's anything comes up, and
sure.
You know, I think the procedure is, I forget, it's 15 billion decision, but if everyone, we could vote tonight on it, and you could leave knowing, what's going to go on. There's a possibility, there's the procedure could be longer, but yeah, I know you want to get your project going. Does that sound good to everyone?
That's great.
Okay. All right. So do you want to start by, I think everybody went by. You know, I pulled in the driveway briefly, had a quick peek, and tried to escape out of there. But
Mike, I'm Victor. Perhaps we could invite you to step up a bit closer.
For when the torture begins.
Yeah.
We'd like to have
just sit
you
at the
in
table
proximity.
With us. You know, it's all good. It's pretty low key. So you're looking to build a garage, and it would be, is it already
So the existing house is 30 feet from the line. Basically.
It's grandfathered in from whatever the regs were. Back
then. So my assumption is that when the property was built, the owner didn't want to extend power in a driveway to put the house anywhere else. Ideally, the most beautiful spot is out in the field. But because the house is there, it's kind of landlocked without making some significant changes. I kind of can't do any. I mean, I could. I had talked with Aaron about doing a separate building out in the field and subdividing and all of that. And financially, that just wasn't really going to work. So where the house is now, the line isn't perfectly straight, but the corner of the existing garage is, I think, 30 feet from the line. And then as you extend down that same plane of the house, I think I get up to 38 feet from the line. So if I was to extend on either side of the house, on either end, then I'm not going to, I have the 50-foot problem.
Yep.
On the back of the house, I run into the issue of the septic and the leach field.
And that's the orange that's illustrated here.
Yep. And then this pile of trees, that's a pond.
And if you went off this end.
So from this red line to here is, 38 feet.
Okay.
And then the existing corner here is 32 feet. So this line over here with Peter, this is basically unbuildable. This is a steep drop-off down to the brook.
So this is essentially the top of the bank.
Yep.
Is that right?
Totally.
Okay. And
that's
the top of the brook ravine.
Yep, exactly. The brook crosses somewhere down in here. So his garage is here. Mm-hmm. His house is way over here. So it's certainly not encroaching on him. And
this is Peter here, actually.
Oh. How's it going?
Hi, Peter. Hi.
We're just scoping out the map.
So this, on Peter's side, if I was to build the garage, it would be less than 50 feet, but it's not encroaching on anything near any structure, in a sense. And then with Warren, with Sonny's property here, it's only encroaching on the driveway, really, because his house is way up here.
What structure is this here?
That's his garage. But they don't really use it, but that is his garage. That's what that is.
I'm sorry, what did you say is on this up to this side of it?
Well, right here, there's another pond.
It's just inclined there?
It's an incline, but it's also...
Behind, down here, right? You said the trees.
Yeah. These trees are a pond.
Yep.
And then over here, if I was to go off this side of the house, I still don't have 50 feet because it's only 38 right here. So if I was to extend off this side,
you'd maintain that like more or less like 38 feet from that, from this front line.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So it's really just a difference of 5 feet going off this way. So the goal is to build the garage here and then turn the existing garage into living space.
I see.
So it would still maintain the same number of bedrooms and all of that kind of stuff, but we would just build a garage and then convert the existing garage. So that's the kind of scope of the project. The garage would be, I think it was 28 by 36, give or take, something like that.
That would be the new one, you mean?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, I think I wrote it down here. It's been a little while. 24 by 36.
I have a couple questions, you know, just,
sure.
I don't know. I would ask anyone, so I don't want, like, to sound, you know. I'm just curious, is this part a public, the driveway? Is that, that's not anything that the town plows? Okay, because so then there's no issue with, like, that, you know, the extension off the center of the road.
No.
You know what I mean? If it ever...
No, that's a driveway, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have a right-of-way to use it. It's Sonny's driveway, and I have a right-of-way to use it, if I'm not mistaken.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Where does the town plowing and maintenance end?
Down here. So that's the end of the driveway, is that red line.
So that's a bit beyond your place, Peter, is that correct?
That's right on my border.
Yeah. I see.
Hmm. Yeah, so this would be the border of the part of his parcel that's on this side of the brook of the road, and then his house is like right across from that garage, so over here.
Do you have any concerns about the okay. I mean, that seems to be the main thing is like if the neighbors
that driveway was the old night pasture.
Gotcha.
And I spoke with Warren and he had no concerns about it. It was he's pretty easy going and it's not getting any closer to his house. It's not going off the front of the house. And it's still a distance away from his house, even if I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, it looks like Peter's garage is like your structures. You've got, it's as far back as it would probably go because of that ravine.
Right.
So anything he's building is not encroaching on your property in any way because of the ravine.
Okay. Mike, may I ask, the existing structures, I think there are one or two of them, small sheds here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your intention to leave essentially a travel lane to that lower lawn?
I mean, that shed is used for like a lawnmower and tools, so it's not like a travel lane back there. It's all lawn right now, and I just kind of go down there as I need to. It's not like a driveway.
So the proposed addition will consume the majority of that space, but it won't reach the tree line. There'll be no disturbance along that bank.
No. I think there would still be
this tree will. This is
That's one single tree.
It's going to have to go.
And yep.
And you have propane tanks here that'll be moved.
Correct. Yep. So from the corner of the house now to Peter's line is 75 feet to that tree line, basically. And that line kind of comes down the brook.
I see.
And it would be closer if I was to build a garage. But it's, like I said, it's basically unusable and certainly far enough away from Peter's garage.
So as you have laid it out here, it's 75. Proposed addition is 35, so you would remain approximately 40 feet from his, am I reading that correctly, 75-foot corner existing building?
Yeah.
So something in the order of 35 to 40 feet from his line.
Correct.
But short of the technical setback, which is 50.
Correct.
All right.
One more question I have is, you know, and most of my concerns, if your neighbor is not worried, I'm not going to lose sleep over it either. But my concern is only just like, why such a big, you know, in this case, it seems like it's going to be no issue.
Mm-hmm.
but why such a giant, you know, structure if it's already encroaching on the line, you know?
It's just making a garage that's comparable size to the existing garage to maintain that.
That's how much stuff you got in there.
Yeah, just basically.
Okay, I'm just curious, you know.
I thought of that too.
I have garage envy. I drove by yours and said, "Wow."
I mean, I get it. Plus, you guys live up there. You take care of all your own stuff, you know. So you got to maintain your land and everything.
Variances as garage envy grows.
Yeah.
Right.
Peter
will be back with another variant
for
his property.
Nice.
But yeah, it was just making it.
That makes sense. I was just curious.
There's different options of what we were going to build. It's a pre-built timber frame kit. So there's different sizes that you can order.
I see.
And it was sort of like, if you're going to do it, then do it.
Go for the most bang for your buck.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate
you. You're going to be able to tie into that sloped roof without too much trouble?
The goal, I don't know how much you looked at it. So that sloped roof comes down to about 4 feet. And that's a woodshed. So that will get chopped off effectively. The house, the new garage would go where that ends, and then there would be a connector in between to be like a mudroom into that new garage. The old garage would become like a living space. So that would be the new entryway. So there'd be, the roof would get chopped off in a little, I think I was looking at like give or take 10 by 10, 12 by 12. Connector between the garage and the old garage and the new garage.
Very good.
That was all the questions I had.
No, I appreciate it.
Anybody else have others?
I'm good.
Okay. Do you guys feel like we need to discuss more, or do you want to vote to approve?
I'm happy to make
Should
a
we
decision. I know
labor through those languages, those
yep.
criteria?
We should look at the regs, make sure we didn't
right
skip
here.
Anything.
The only thing I'm wondering, just to make sure it's on the record, is just the definition of unnecessary hardship by the other, your other neighbor. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure it's on the record, not that.
Shall I read these?
Sure.
Is that helpful? Variances. The Zoning Board of Adjustment may grant a variance in accordance with Act Section 4469 only when the following conditions are met. A, there are unique physical circumstances or conditions including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that unnecessary hardship is due to these conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning regulations in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. So what this gets to is the topography, the location of the road, things like your ponds, your septic, things that would prove to be extremely challenging to move or work around.
Did you want to look at this as well, or figured I'd offer it to you?
In this case, we have the top steep of bank. We've got the septic behind, we've got ponds behind, and to the north, where's my orientation? It doesn't matter. Above the house. So certainly there are unique physical circumstances creating the need for this variances. You know, whereas if you had a big field on one side or the other and just
right.
didn't feel like it,
yep.
you'd struggle with that. Condition. B, because of these physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the bylaw, and that the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property.
Yeah, that's what we,
mm-hmm. that's, we've established that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I somewhat object to the use of the word no possibility. It's would be more appropriate if it said something like there is little possibility.
Yeah,
but we didn't write this. We didn't write the statute.
Since it's a garage, it's replacing a garage. I could make it work.
Right.
For him.
C, unnecessary hardship has not been created by the party seeking the variance. So I suppose
there's
if you,
an existing house.
You built a pond in the middle of the aforementioned field last year and now want a variance, you know, you created the hardship. But no, you haven't done that.
Mr. Meehan built the pond.
D, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the residential agricultural character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, reduce access to renewable energy resources, or be detrimental to the public welfare, or in this case, a neighbor. But you're comfortable with this. Okay. E, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least deviation possible from the bylaw and from the plan. So this is the one where we could get into a complicated conversation. If you did object, then we would have to discuss possible a reduction in what you're proposing. Or if there was a concern about erosion at the top of the bank, if there was concern about traffic on the road. Mm-hmm. But in this case, there is no town plow. You have a private contractor that service. Oh, you. Okay.
Perfect.
Sonny probably appreciates nice. That.
So if you hit the addition, that's on you. And the residents beyond you.
That's Sonny.
That's Sonny, and he.
I spoke with him, and he has no problems.
Okay. Is he a year-round resident as
yes,
well?
Yes, he is.
He just said he plows his truck, the whole thing. Okay. So Sonny appreciates that. Yeah.
And that's A through E.
And it's not on a public road, so that last bit doesn't apply either, yeah. About the 25 feet.
Mm-hmm. The closing paragraph, in rendering a decision in favor of an applicant under this section, the Zoning Board of Adjustment may attach such conditions to such variances as it may consider necessary and appropriate under the circumstances to implement the purposes of this section and the town plan. In the event development is to occur within 25 feet of the center of a public highway, which it is not, Select Board approval would be required prior to final approval of the variance.
So I think we have some autonomy here.
Any other thoughts?
I make a motion that we accept the variance at the proposed 24x36, as long as those plans are filed with Aaron and the town appropriately, given the fact that Sir Gucci has no objection, and the ravine in between certainly seems to be
an impediment.
Yes, an extreme impediment. It's the stuff of a Ray Bradbury novel, is what it is.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. If it's approved, we'll get the paperwork and send it out. I don't know if you'll get one, but we'll send it to you and it will be on record.
I do send it to neighbors also.
You do too?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Good luck with the project.
It'll be a big one.
All right. Yeah, we're going to continue
your timeline?
There regular. But.
Timeline has changed a little bit. I think we'll probably start creating the pad, bringing in fill, because we're going to have to raise it up to match that level.
Sure.
So I think that part will probably start in the near future, late summer, fall, and then I would assume that we won't be start building until the spring, if I had to guess. Because there's building the pad and then putting in the cement slab for it. So I don't know that we'll get to all of that by then, and then there's the bank and the financing piece as well. Now that there's the approval. So I think all of that's going to kind of...
Just take it out of the cow.
I think that'll all snowball into spring starting for actual construction, aside from site work.
Cool. So. Very good.
Very good. Well,
and right. We get invited to the official ribbon cutting.
Sure.
Just to make sure we're...
Excellent. Well, thank you all for your time. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Have a good one.
Peter, thank you, Peter, for coming.
Here. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
All right, so we have the minutes from last time. You need back all the originals too, right? Like all this stuff.
Do you have an opportunity to meet with the select board? Mark?
No, I just remembered it.
It's fun.
You know what? I'm going to put it in the calendar, though.
Where do you spell his name? Zymanski. S-Z-Y-M-A. I want to make sure I'm getting it.
When's their meeting? First Monday now?
Select board for September is going to be the second Monday because of Labor Day. So it'll be the 14th.
Oh, gotcha. What time? It's at 6 also, right? Okay.
Yeah, we have got a we've got a conflict on the September 2nd for the meeting, but we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Oh. Is that moot now?
Well, I can come, probably. Yeah, it might be. You just wouldn't be here, probably.
What do you guys think for our agenda now? We can approve the minutes. We got that. I don't know what's the additions. Is that like the changes we made from the last? Or?
Oh, I just think you just corrected the name, right?
I did correct the name.
Oh, yeah.
And that is done.
The last name was spelled wrong.
Simonowski? S-C-Y.
And you know, even his tax bill is an E instead of an O.
So that, and you changed that. It, because it was a Google Doc, it automatically changed it. So.
Which one? Oh, I have it right here, sorry.
Yeah.
I was getting the original together. And this guy. For that, in the picture.
Yes, it has an I. The one he wrote has an I.
O-W-S-K-I?
O-W-S-K-I. That's what she's saying. And something else, it was an E.
The tax bill is E-W-S-K-I.
I spelled it totally wrong, so thank you. I didn't have that document, so.
At least you didn't have all six countries on the African map in the wrong position at a UN meeting, which is our State Department
well,
just pulled
out. No, it was the OpenAI watermark that was the problem. If you're going to be wrong,
yeah.
Take off the watermark.
Yeah.
At least they labeled one thing properly, right? By default, they did.
What was labeled properly?
That it was
Africa.
That who made it?
Oh,
none of the places were, but who made it was labeled properly.
No, it was the other guy, it was Sam Altman.
Oh.
Grok, Elon Musk is Grok, but Sam Altman is OpenAI. We got to keep our the people we're mocking.
Sure.
Correct. Straightened out there. Okay, so because it's a live Google document and Aaron corrected it in the live Google document, this is correct. So I don't have to correct anything.
Awesome.
So I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
I will second. Look good to everyone? All right.
It does.
And then...
And then your select board issue was about the 911 issue about the road. Is that what you were talking about?
No, I had said I meant to go to their meeting like a month or two ago to ask them. It was some questions I've written down here about. Some of it's like nothing that they can do urgently anyways, like stipends for.
Yeah, it's not right in the minutes. Board. Yeah, I put all that in the minutes section.
Yeah. I just put a reminder. I put two in my phone to make sure I go. But it was just some of those questions about like recruiting people, which we're already making progress and
both arms.
Maybe they'll
twisted.
Give us they'll throw us a few bucks, you know, next year after town meeting approves, like if they approve a stipend for board members.
Krista, what's your last name?
It's Paglen. P-A-G-L-E-N.
We'll see.
P-A-G-L-E-N.
Yeah.
Got it. K-R-I-S-T.
C-H. Christmas baby.
Okay.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. I'm doing quorum info here, so I wanted to make sure that was right. Okay.
So, we have left the town plan. Do you guys want to set, like, a target for us? Like, a time? Like, to, you know, you want to do an hour of it?
Sure.
Whatever. We'll just make it, because we can get, you know.
Yeah, I forgot my laptop last time, so
we have a goal. We'll probably go quicker.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Or we can choose a section. I was going to say, we should look at what we need to do, maybe real quick, because...
Yeah, we had a...
Our goal is November, right? To have it ready for the town to approve.
Yes, I think we might need a little extra time as well.
Election time, right?
Yes.
Only because you're tired of this.
But I need to look at where we were, and I don't remember to have a stop point in the on the online version.
I know I wrote it somewhere. Well, I checked all yours off, sorry.
Okay. Oh. Did you see that? Next regularly scheduled meeting is September 8th.
Oh, it's not the 2nd. Okay. That's right, it's the 2nd. Right?
The 14th.
The first.
Oh, this month? This one?
No, we have it's set for the 8th. Is that because of the planning, the select board meeting being on the...
Or Labor Day?
No, maybe I just didn't look at a calendar.
Maybe Labor Day.
I'm fine with the 8th, though, because we have a conflict on the 2nd.
What day is the 8th?
It's a Tuesday. It's Tuesday right after Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would have been the first. Okay.
Would have been the first.
So is it better for you guys if we do
eighth
the 8th? It's fine, I think. Well.
Yeah, we had a conflict. So.
Yep.
I will check the soccer schedule just came out, and then I'll let you all know soon.
Yeah, I mean, even if you needed to bump to the 15th, we're fine with that, too. It's just the first... have a conflict, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. I'm going into the craziest time of my year.
I got pegged for
jury duty. Teacher slash coach.
I like to start the year, like, so busy that you can't even think, and then the rest of the year just feels like a breeze after November. You know, you're just, wow, job's so easy now. Third of the way in.
That's not the traditional approach to, like, racing, for example. If you start out too hot, you're dead on the side of the road. You know.
Yeah, it's probably not the best long-term strategy. All right, so that one's in the calendar for the 8th, right? For next one. Okay.
Thank you.
And I couldn't find, I'm sure I wrote down where we left off.
Section 3. I have Section 3 highlighted for the transportation plan.
I don't have the template for that, so I can print Kristen a copy. I don't have that one that you're working off from. I had my original, but you're working off one Annie did, right?
I'll just add you to it. It's a share. I can share it.
Look at this. November.
Send you a document.
It must have been last November
when we first
went through it.
And do you want me to make you an editor or just a viewer?
Yeah, I...
They cross it off and put August.
I don't want to edit.
We're just reviewing it again.
I feel your pain, Marty. I mean, short of sort of controversial changes.
Maybe I'll tell myself I didn't think we'd get to it until this coming November, so we're actually ahead of the game.
It's a prediction.
Yeah, we're ahead, actually. We're not 7 months behind.
Do you have a paper copy of the town plan? Kristen and I can...
It's coming.
That's what Erin's doing.
Erin just went like this. She just disappeared to get one copy.
I should, no.
Yeah, it'll be like being in the choir. We'll just make sure we're on middle C.
Okay.
This thing does the weirdest, the whole document is very screwy.
It's Google Docs? Is it Google Docs?
Yes, it's how Annie sent it to me, and it's what I'm using, because I don't have to
Above
do Word.
Above the age
word.
Of 30, Google Docs is a whole different disappearing world. It's like Snapchat.
Oh.
In the sense that when you make a change, yes, you can figure it out, but it's not as crystallized as the old Microsoft was back in the day. You could go back to your earlier version and say...
Oh, and this one does not seem to know how to do numerical. It's not accurate. It's constantly... I have to go fix all the pagination. It does this weird numbering thing.
Because it never wants to be printed, so it doesn't believe in pagination. It just wants to live in the digital world. That is the mission of the Google Doc.
Along with your monthly subscription.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Anti-Luddites. We now keep nothing by hand. Everything machine, right?
Right.
That's the only way.
So it can all be changed.
Yeah. One of my son's internet identities for their Wi-Fi is Luddites United or something like that.
Yeah, you know.
I had to ask them what
Sounds
that
like
That's
British
a good code name
actually.
For online.
Yeah.
<it is. laughs> They're very anti-technology. That's a Luddite.
Yeah.
Evan had to explain that to me.
Except for the technology that they want. We're all guilty of that.
Yep.
Reject, except for my...
Well, speaking of kids' sports, could they invent... Why is that field of apps for the team to communicate so rich in opportunity? There's like Sports Reach and WhatsApp. There's like 20 of them. And if your kids are on multiple sports, there are multiple apps. I don't know why people can't just do it back in the day. Like
capitalism.
Just.
Competition.
Half an hour later. We're meeting at that soccer field half an hour later. Okay, pass the word.
It would be nice.
Yeah, and when she does print this out, that you'll see what I mean. Like some of the spacing is weird. It says A section
data.
4.
No, I know, but somebody's a middleman.
Yes.
You know?
Just stealing our data.
They want it to filter through them instead of whoever else.
It's not pagination. It's just like the way that it's numbered.
We're going to be looking for character development plot.
This is definitely going to create character development.
Yes, she rewrites
a
the
twist,
minutes as like...
A theme.
And then, like old English, you know? Say like, and then they doth whatever. That's how it all comes out.
That's a whole different program.
That'd be fancy.
ChatGPT can do that. They can actually change into any voice you want. So we can just ask this to be Harry Potter, and it will be.
Make it Shakespearean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Need a pen too.
Thank you.
So this is our final review of it.
Our final review, not the final
copy.
Yes.
I'm showing Victor. I have section 3, and it says November meeting. So that must have been last year, the first time that we kind of were...
That's when we first came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're reviewing it for the last time. So we're good.
Yeah, I do have...
This way is going faster. We were aren't we just reading through it and just...
They were making sure that my online copy matches what...
All these scribbled copies that we've...
Yep.
Talked about and developed over time.
And if there was anything
time.
We needed to still...
Section 3 of the transportation plan?
Yes. That's where I have this. But it also...
Plan.
I have a Marty working on this in big letters.
And we made all those changes are in there.
So I can get
here
rid
we
of
are,
that.
Section 3.
Highlighted.
Highlighted.
Marty working on this.
Here he.
Oh, yeah, we did. See, this is what I'm working on.
It's all in there. I know we went through that part.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we were further down.
If I remember right, last meeting I forgot my binder of all my stuff, so I just took some notes in here somewhere.
We did do. Did we
finish that?
Perhaps we can throw like approximately or roughly. It looks weird starting out with the 0.75.
Mm-hmm.
It seems a bit unusual. Does that make sense? Or does that not matter?
No, no, it almost seems like one would want to argue with that point.
Yeah, I'll spend some time with all the fussy details.
Like where the chart should break. It probably should
be on the next page. I have to use a lot of fancy footwork here.
Should I send him to the mud kitchen? Should I send him to the mud kitchen?
I work better outside.
That's true. We're just using time. So
shall we proceed through this by reading it? If we've fallen into that.
I think
that,
so. I think that's been our
format. It's helpful. I can do that for a bit.
But what's that? Are we on transportation or?
We must have written it somewhere, no?
I have it highlighted on this document. That's why.
Okay, let's go with that then, because I don't see it.
I second that.
Section 3, transportation plan: a present road system. So perhaps we throw in the word approximately. 0.75 miles of Class 4 roads were discontinued by the selectmen in 2015. Consequently, the town presently has...
You have 2018, right?
Yeah, 2018. Okay. He just read it wrong.
No worries.
Thank you. Consequently, the town presently has 30.807. I feel like going into a rant on significant digits there. Like 807?
I think we could vote to round it.
Yeah.
What do you... you
second.
Yeah.
3.81 miles.
8.1, yeah. I mean, 1/100th of a mile is 5 feet? 50 feet. 50 feet.
No one knows.
No one knows. Have you seen
ChatGPT?
Have you seen that bit?
No, I don't think so.
By Nathan Pargatze? About the founding fathers.
Stick to the topic.
All right. This is all being recorded, by the way. Shown on the transportation highway map, Exhibit 5, which breaks down as follows. Class 2 town highways 4.0.
So now your addition, it won't add up right. You round your numbers.
It should still. Right?
It's a Google Doc, right? Won't it do it?
Wait, we'll do 3.81, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
3.81 on the total miles on the bottom of the chart, yes. Are you checking the map?
No, I was not going to.
Sorry.
I was going to see if it would actually, Google would actually change it automatically. Cognitive surrender. I was looking that up.
Class 3 town highways, 20.08. Class 4 town highways, 5.75. State highways, U.S. Route 2, 0.967. That's where the 7 comes from, the 3 significant digits on the state highway. Total miles highway 30.807. In 1997, the town added 0.6 miles of road to its inventory, and in 2011...
0.65 miles? Mm. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in 2011, another 0.2 miles was added. U.S. Route 2 and a short section of Town Highway 1, Ridge Road, are paved. All other roads in the town of Kirby are gravel surfaced. Town routes are numbered from 1 to 33. Following the advent of E911, all town routes have been assigned names and are presently clearly marked to facilitate emergency situations. Town Highway 29, Kirby Mountain Road, provides the link between the town's road systems. The majority of the town's roads are located along its western border. Town Highway 1, Ridge Road, provides this area with direct link to the towns of Linden and Burke. Town Highway 10 and Town Highway 15, North Kirby Road and Mud Hollow Road, indirectly connect with U.S. Route 2 for travel to St. Johnsbury, Concord, or I-91. South Kirby's Town Highway 24, 25, and 29, Kirby Mountain Road, and... I'm sorry, I misspoke there. We'll start again. South Kirby's Town Highway 24, comma, Town Highway 25, comma, and Town Highway 29, Kirby Mountain Road, all connect directly with US Route 2.
I think so, because...
So it should say, and Kirby Mountain Road?
Well, the, isn't it just continuous up and over?
Well, what's that going to do? Because this is Town Hall Road, but it goes straight to Kirby Mountain. So would it all be 29, and they just read it?
Sometimes, like, names shift as it just moves from one part to another.
It was probably 29.
North Kirby Road and Willie Farm Road.
Even Ridge Road, like in here, it's officially Ridge Road, but half the people call it like whatever is on the sign on the other end, you know?
Kirby Road?
Yeah.
That's the Burkdown.
Yeah. But I think it's fine. I mean, unless we have like...
Are we attaching a map with all of these converted names, TH24, TH25?
Well, there used to be a map with road names on it, but none of the attachments are here.
No, those are like a separate.
I think we could look for a map, maybe, as what do we call those things at the end there?
Exhibits.
Exhibits, yeah.
Yep. But I don't think we need to worry too much about the names of them. I would say.
I mean, I feel like the person that needs to know if they're still town highways is John.
Yeah.
Everybody else uses the 911. Names.
Yes.
I don't think we need to over-explain it.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone speaking town highway lingo anymore. So.
Yeah.
I mean, should we just take those town highway stuff out? I mean, I realize this is slightly a historical document, too, so.
I would say, in this case, since we're already a little late with the whole thing, like, I would leave it.
Okay.
If you guys are okay with that.
Yes.
If they still use the numbers. John still uses the numbers, town highway. I'm just asking because it says town routes were numbered. Following E911, all town routes have been assigned names and are presently clearly marked to facilitate emergency situations.
Maybe he uses those town highway names when he records, you know, his work. But
okay.
I think, like you said, people don't commonly reference them by those.
Okay. But yeah, I'll wait for
In this case, the point Aaron raises is that Town Highway 29 probably ran from the sand pit up over the mountain, and we broke it into two named sections, Town Hall Road and then Mountain Road.
The next line says Town Highway 29, Kirby Mountain Road, so it's using them like interchangeably anyways. Yeah. So.
They print terribly, but basically they're the same big maps that are in my office.
Is it on there?
I don't
give
you all a copy because they just look terrible.
No, it's fine.
Does John? Oh, yeah, those are better access online.
And they are.
And they're linked to our site. So, all good?
Does John use road names or town highway names when he... Does he have to fill out any reports talking about what he worked on?
Yep. When John fills out his timesheets, he puts... There's like road names and he'll put down hours that he worked on certain roads, but they go by road name.
Not the town highway.
Okay.
Okay.
So the whole town highway thing is pretty much
sort
obsolete.
Sort of defunct.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Okay. Okay.
We'll leave it for the next crew to wrestle with.
Yes. Topographically, most of these roads are located in elevations below 1,400 feet, with the exception of the actual mountain section of Town Highway 29, Kirby Mountain Road, and the tops of Hayes and Victory Roads. Kirby's road system not only provides access throughout the town, but also provides travelers with many scenic vistas. Residents and visitors consider these panoramas as an important part of the town. Class 4 roads allow access to the town's woodlands and also offer additional recreational opportunities to the community. The town's growth over the past 32 years has been along existing roads. Consequently, road use has increased and has required additional maintenance by the road crew. In some cases, this has involved widening or relocating some of the highly traveled main routes.
Can I interrupt for one moment there? I think we should take out the 32 years and just put in recent decades.
The town's growth in recent decades.
Yeah. Okay. Or something similar to that, but just...
Yeah, any reference that is
a time frame, but more general. Right, yeah.
Because each subsequent edition...
Yeah.
Update that
That's
number.
More math
that
for us.
Number becomes very skewed or just
or
false.
Just wrong. Yeah.
Since the 1900s. I don't know. That sounds a long time ago.
I remember when.
Are you making these changes as we speak?
I am.
Here? Okay, great.
I am real time.
With the backup recording.
If you want to. Pass reading, I would recommend we go clockwise, but, you know, whatever you guys think.
The privilege of the chair.
No.
The actor.
I'll do it, too. I don't mind.
Aren't you clockwise? We start there?
Oh, wait. I thought you were the 12, so. I'll do it if you want to pass. But,
yeah, we're sort of doing this to review language, but also make sure that the copy I have matches what we've been scribbling.
Do you remember? Yes.
I remember the decades.
My copy is so old that it still has
at the end
lots
of the 32
highly
paragraphs.
Traveled main okay, routes. Nice. The select board acting as town road commissioner.
The select board acting as town road commissioner maintains and upgrades the town roads. All town roads, with the exception of the class 4 roads, are maintained on a year-round basis. In 2011, Kirby Mountain Road suffered serious damage during mud season, requiring significant reconstruction.
Oh, we can add right there.
We can what?
We could add there.
I think we did revise this part.
Yeah, okay.
This is the proofread of
it. Then a large tropical storm.
Well, we're back in Irene's time, Tropical Hurricane Irene. Then a large tropical storm on May 27th, I'm assuming of that same year, right?
I should probably put that.
Right? Yeah.
Wasn't I reading 12?
Should we upgrade damage. That whole thing to...
So I have here this part that says recent flooding, and I know that I did a rewrite of something similar to this that was like... I think it was this part, honestly. I don't know. Do you have it in there now?
He like says hopefully.
I know we did it.
Do you want... I can read what I have, and then if it's not the right... So then a large tropical storm on May 27th, 2011, that was the earlier part of the year, right, caused extensive damage to roads across the town. Hurricane Irene came in August and caused only minor damage. The town applied for FEMA monies to help pay for the cost of these unprecedented emergency repairs.
Maybe unprecedented will not be something we want to stick with.
Yeah.
Given the fact that 23 and 24 were worse.
At the time, unprecedented.
Yeah.
There was another part that I rewrote, and I don't know if we...
I mean, there's still more here. Other FEMA monies were received. I'm sorry. The emergency repairs in 2011 cost in excess of $477,633. Other FEMA monies were received in 2014 in the amount of $37,179.77 for storm damage to Mount Hollow Road and Kirby Mountain Road. Also in 2015, a box culvert was installed on Mud Hollow Road due to natural disaster damage in which FEMA monies contributed $5,811.53.
I know that I took out all of it because, like you said, it was getting so...
Does it really need all of
it?
We took it out, and I don't know if it was this part or a different part.
I think we would be better served with some kind of... General.
The one you have, Tracy, was the most recent one that Annie had made.
Which means, I don't know if the... This is why I kind of wanted to do this review, because I was worried about the copy that I had not matching what had been previously discussed.
I'm looking in an email, because I know I did some type of...
You're saying...
Oh, I have it here. Kirby has seen... yep, none of you guys are in this one, so let me This is from, this email is from, I don't even know,
December.
November 30th, like I had put in there, and I rewrote, like, the paragraph. I will send it to you, and I can
just plug it in to this. So you're saying I need to kind of get rid of all of that and replace
it. So, yeah, so here's what I had written was, Section 3, Transportation. Kirby has seen notable and increasing damage to our roads from major weather events requiring significant reconstruction. These incidents occurred in 2011, 2014, 2015, 2023, and 2024, and we could probably keep adding to it.
I would.
And we took out, like, we took out the exact
climate events suggest this may continue.
It keeps going. It says the damages create a significant cost to the town with some state and federal reimbursement, but there have been many challenges to receiving the funding assistance to make repairs and a significant drain on the town's resources, including the materials and labor required to repair the roads. And there's another paragraph that I think...
That's good.
Now I lost my...
The town has developed a long-term strategic...
Yeah. I put, this says, the town had adopted a 2017 local hazard mitigation plan signed August 7, 2017 to qualify for future FEMA relief and become part of the National Flood Insurance Program. That state of Vermont flood hazard mapping coordinator's office recommended the town consider a 100-foot setback from the banks of Kirby Brook. However, the 50-foot setback was preserved in order to align with state guidelines established for logging in the Agency of Natural Resources accepted management practices. This setback increases as slope increases. And then I put keep paragraph three, or third paragraph, the same.
Which would be, the third paragraph would be the one that...
That local hazard mitigation plan has been updated.
Since?
Oh, yeah.
If I resend this with everyone and you, maybe we'll... Like, you'll have a digital copy, so you can just copy-paste it.
But I need to know specifically what we're fully replacing in 2011.
I have here, from the 2011.
That paragraph 2, this setback increases as slope increases. Oh, wait a minute.
Where is Kirby Brook?
It's on the south side.
Okay, that must be right.
The Big Brook, we call it over there.
I actually have part of that.
I've heard of Kirby Pond.
So the, yeah.
I have to qualify for future FEMA relief.
Let me just resend it to everyone.
Okay. And
so at the very least, you're taking out all the specifics pertaining to those 2011.
It was so endless between those two flood years that it was like, do we even care anymore about, like,
and it's the most important
37,000 when we went through, like, a million. You know what I mean? It was like
53 cents. Don't forget the 53 cents.
And my question is the most important thing that we're aligned with payers, that we're in line with whatever the state and federal participants will do to help in cases of disaster, which is.
But they don't.
There's been so much change.
Yeah.
So much change, including the Clean Water Act. So I'm just wondering, this may require.
The most recent update of the hazard mitigation plan was May of 2023.
So if we're going to reference, it should be the most recent.
Yeah. I'm just taking off Linda there.
$10,000.
To do it?
Is this you guys?
Did they use ChatGPT?
Sherbrooke? Or is it
either one. T Sherbrooke.
It works.
Actually, I prefer that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Either there's team or there's T. It's either one. It's fine. I can interchange between the two of them very quickly.
And we are Kirby, Kirby Planning Board at Gmail. That's our new email, right?
I don't use it, so.
I have the old one.
I would have to look at my computer, honestly. I'm not positive.
What's your email?
It's cpaglen, which is PAGLEN, law, LAW, at gmail.com.
Okay. Got it. Anyone else? I put Jerry, the four of us.
Hillary?
You're in there. Hillary's already in there.
In your list.
Yep. So I'll resend it.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we got to this part because, unlike the select board thing, I actually did my job that time. So now there's one piece of evidence for me and one against me, right?
Did you take a note about the May 2023 hazard mitigation plan?
I am a little concerned about the.
Yeah, so
the honesty
is
and the self-deprecation.
Yeah.
True leadership means denying all responsibility.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Being recorded.
See, you know, I think I actually have that. The second paragraph there is in.
It's there.
It's already in
it's
the
updated.
Document.
That's weird the first one isn't,
yep.
Because I took all the numbers and I tried to make it more common sense than.
And the goal is to be aligned with
statistical.
Funding, correct? Like for us to be in compliance, so whatever the funding mechanisms are when a disaster strikes, that we can elect to apply for funds, should there be funds.
Depends how you
the
vote.
The hazard mitigation plan gets us the extra, I don't know if it's 7.5, 12.5. It gets us extra state money. Like with our FEMA reimbursement, we get 75%, but because of the extra from the state, we get like 92.5.
Okay. So that is the goal, is to make sure we're always aligned with that. Okay.
And then your note says keep the third paragraph.
That's what we had decided at the time. Like we, you know, we're reviewing it. We can make our own decision if you guys think there's
other
changes.
So we're now. We're
I don't even in this old copy. I don't even have three paragraphs.
And my only question is, are we still on this Clean Water Act by 2036? The road erosion inventory.
Yes. Yeah, so the
we're
town.
We're still doing that. We got time.
So the third paragraph that.
I think
Marty
that's the long-term
to,
strategic road maintenance
yes,
plan.
That addresses repaving, but depends on funding.
Yep. And then we decided to leave in some of the statistical because it's about, like, the Clean Water Act, and
it says
it got really confusing, this part. I think we changed it in that because we were listing, like, different segments, and by then there was so many other segments of the road that we had to look at it.
And I hate to sound like a dull, but what would a road erosion inventory look like? What would that look like?
So they break every road up into segments that are like, I couldn't even tell you.
50 feet maybe? Yeah. Something measurable.
Yeah, something measurable. Very small. And they determine like the quality of everyone, and there are different. So the ones that need a lot of work are like reds and they're at the top of your list
okay.
to fix. And then there's like these ones in the middle that are like yellow and they need work, but they're not at the top of the list.
So like
and
a road patient triage.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so John works his way through the list. Well, before all of this flooding happened, he was working his way through the list and we were actually ahead of most other towns in that we had finished all of our reds in a really good amount of time. And then
overnight.
Then we got more reds.
And
we got more reds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's always evolving, but yeah.
That's
so
the system,
Marla
though.
Has a tablet where she keeps track of all the segments. And I'm just really glad that's not my job.
Okay, my last question is, or for this section, is it was an outside consulting firm that did the hazard mitigation?
Yes, it was a lady from Massachusetts.
And so that's her area of expertise, so it follows some.
It's because it was $10,000, we like put it out to bid.
Yeah.
And she was actually the one who did the initial hazard mitigation
assessment or whatever.
For her to do the update. Made the most sense.
That might be something we should read.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially with the trend,
copy.
Right? I mean,
I
to know how we're
yeah, that's or since you were the one who mentioned
it.
But yeah. It's really thick, so.
Well, she needed to get her. It was by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
By the sheet of
paper. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd just be interested to know what the categories are. Interested
yeah.
in terms of hazards and.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, we
just
do, do you have a copy of it somewhere for another day? Like no.
Yeah, yeah, not an.
Once
August.
We finish this 5-year plan,
yeah,
on
January
year 7,
2027.
We'll
yes,
actually,
I'm with
I
you.
Think
have
it's
time
on our website
that.
Too. Under like with all the other important documents on that drop down.
Oh,
menu,
okay.
I think it's on there. It must be.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
We could skim it.
So just to recap, the two paragraphs that Marty rewrote, I have now put those in here, replacing that first mess that was there.
And we reference the current mitigation date.
But I'm leaving the town, and I want to make sure this is right because this references 2025. We're now in 2026. So this next section, it says, the third paragraph that was referenced, the town has developed a long-term strategic road maintenance plan that addresses repaving.
I was going to ask about that because, but, like, where are we repaving? Because besides Route 2, our only paved spot
just got repaved.
Exactly.
We're ahead again.
Right. Done. Check it off. They striped it.
So where's the strategic road maintenance plan? Is that something the select board did?
Do not know that. Maybe something Marla has?
But depends
on... I know nothing about repaving, but I do know that we've repaved our section of Red Village twice in the last...
It's all
so this... I think the next paragraph or two that I have is are details that we got from Marla.
Okay.
It's quite long.
Because I had here ask Marla.
Yes.
But I think Annie did that.
Yes. It's also not capitalized. It looks like it's just
it then goes on to say, as part of the Clean Water, but depends on funding, as part of the Clean Water Act, towns must comply with standards for municipal roads that are hydrologically connected. These projects must be completed by 2036. Kirby has completed the first step in meeting the Clean Water Act by completing a road erosion inventory of all hydrologically connected road segments, 100 meters. According to the inventory, Kirby has a total of 534 road segments, with 256 segments being considered hydrologically connected, 48%. Of the 256 segments, the inventory shows that, wow.
Can I suggest something? What's the last sentence in this? Does it end with the needs to be...
Fixed by 2025.
Okay. That's what I have in this one.
Oh.
I was going to suggest that we... I think it would be more helpful if we just explain this is the system to help, like, manage the repairs and update, however, instead of list... Because all of this info is probably...
Always changing.
Oh, it's constantly changing. Even if we figured it out, it would be different in a month.
By the time you print the thing.
So I think if we just explain to people, like, this is a system that's... And also because all of this is under select board. It's not even our thing. So I think we could...
And honestly, the select board doesn't even really do anything with it besides sign the grant paperwork that when the state gives us the grant to... Connected
segment. So, do we have a long-term strategic road maintenance plan?
I mean, I would say it is the road maintenance plan, but it's the road erosion inventory.
Should we call it something else? It also doesn't address repaving, it's addressing erosion, right?
Right, it has nothing to do with paving. Has to do with
it's all about
where the water's flowing and...
But I think it's a erosion prevention.
Oh, here's what
right? I mean, so it is connected to erosion, but
Kirby has completed the first step by completing a road erosion inventory. And then we could just stop there.
So I just remove the date reference? Need to be fixed, period.
I think I wouldn't mind also just saying, like, the Kirby has, you know, the roads are broken into 534 segments, and there's, like, an ongoing, whatever we want to call it, organization that prioritizes, like, more damaged areas, and because people are going to be like, why didn't you fix mine?
Yeah.
Look, they're managing it.
About how they're always being updated.
That's an ongoing thing.
And John does that predominantly.
Marla does that for John. Okay. He doesn't, like, run tablets and stuff, so...
He
Yeah.
But he's got the knowledge, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel like our obligation as a board is to inform people of the system, not necessarily to, like, inform them of the
super specifics.
Like, this is here's the system, here's how it works, not to necessarily provide all of the data. But I don't know if we can explain the system very succinctly, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Maybe just get rid of that first sentence. Get rid of the town has developed a long-term strategic road maintenance plan.
The town has? Instead of has developed, it has a long-term... Or we could just say it has a strategic road maintenance plan.
Because it
would... Mm-hmm. Or did I get rid of that whole first sentence? Is that what you were going to say, Tracy? Just...
But it could be the town has a long-term strategic road maintenance plan
as
part of the Clean Water Act.
That's like
depends on funding.
That's a list of chores that never ends, you know? I mean, that's like...
Rapidly changing right now.
As is evidenced by the way all of it got reshuffled over the last several years. Because we went from little stuff to crisis mode.
Right.
So far,
that
so
was
good.
A very issue. Messy part that took a lot of time to
clean up.
And it's still not even, you know, that's why I didn't even touch the last paragraph because I didn't even know. But I know from talking to Aaron, I was like, there's been so many other expenses that just dwarf these ones that are listed that it was like, are we really going to...
Right.
Drill down on
these. $5,000 FEMA.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, someone's just carrying that forward from the past.
Yeah. What are we still chasing right now here in terms of round numbers?
Right now, we are waiting on reimbursement for the bridge by Kristen's. Brook Road Bridge on Brook Road. $247,000 we're waiting on reimbursement for, and we did that last fall.
Feds or state or combo?
Combination.
Predominantly feds.
So FEMA sends it to the state, like the Department of Public Safety, I think. And then they release it to us. But they don't release the state part until all of the projects are completed. Like all of them. Totally done. So we only get the 75%, like the FEMA part, until everything's done. But yeah, even getting the FEMA part is really slow right now. Yeah, I did figure
and what even happens
this morning, and right now we're at like almost $1.5 million, and we still have three big projects.
On just that road? On everything that happened post flood?
The work that has been done so far, the loans that we have with the bond bank are like 1.4 something million, and we're still looking at another 600,000
in work.
Mm-hmm. And when this completion requirement exists, what happens if we have an ongoing project that blows up again?
I have no idea. This whole experience, we've all pretty much just flown by the seat of our pants.
Sure.
Because none of us have any experience with any of this. I mean, right. We put out the bids for the project 3 times before we actually...
I think this is unprecedented for a lot of agencies too. It's not. It's the towns, but it's also the state.
Sure.
I mean, I remember Andy.
Pogany.
The state was just like, okay, you do whatever you want, but we're not gonna la la la. We're just not gonna listen to what you're doing. Well. That guy ended up quitting, didn't he? He quit. That guy quit.
We have to get permits and permission and timelines. Yeah. And I thought that they were state requirements, but Main Secret says most of them are federal. Wow. Like, yeah. No getting in the water till, what, is it July 31st? And then you have to be out by October 1st. Can't cut a tree till September 30th. Because there might be a bat in it. It's just a whole bunch of hoops to jump through.
Wow. So I have reworded this. Please let me know if I've missed something. The town created a long-term strategic road maintenance plan in response to the requirements of the Clean Water Act. However, road maintenance depends on funding. Kirby has completed the first step in meeting the Clean Water Act by completing a road erosion inventory of all hydrologically connected road segments, 100 meters per ends. According to the inventory, Kirby has a total of 534 road segments, with 256 segments being considered hydrologically connected, 48%. And then I'm getting rid of everything else, all the specifics.
Did you keep long-term in, long-term strategic?
Yes. The town created a long-term strategic road maintenance plan in response to the
and
requirements.
And then
you
say something to the effect that the you're so much better with words than I am, Tracy.
Prioritize
the ones that need the most attention, and it's an ongoing.
It's a working list.
Assessment of high priority projects is done by the select board?
No.
By the road commissioner? Probably. Right? I mean, he makes a list, so he assesses it and sort of scores it.
Probably road commissioner is Mike Bickford's. I don't think so.
Really?
Okay.
I think you can make a general reference there without nailing down precisely who.
Yeah, let's not name a name because I don't know exactly who made the list.
Okay. We can just do high priority. Well, let me flip that around then.
Priority is given.
Segments. Priority
yeah,
is
to
given.
Take
to
precedence. Mm-hmm. And the list is
constantly
evolving for some, whatever.
Okay.
Based on
priority is given to high priority. Priority is given to what? Priority is given to what?
To areas most in need, let's say that.
Which is constantly, which...
I mean, generally speaking, right? So.
Which is constantly evolving.
Sure.
That sounds great.
And my only slight quibble is just long-term. I'm a little worried about that.
Oh, town created a strategic... Oh, you want me to get rid of that? Okay.
The long term.
Yep, created a strategic road maintenance plan in response to the requirements. Yeah, because that would also be evolving. Right.
It's a forever term.
Yeah.
There is no long term anymore.
Yeah. Okay, that was a rough
okay,
one.
Okay, that was.
Sounds
okay.
good now.
But I'm glad it sounds
what time
better.
Is it?
And we got Marty's language in there, which is important.
And we can get rid of Marty working on this. Because
yeah,
you worked on it.
I did, yes, I did. That was, I actually...
Don't
check.
Ask Marla anymore, okay.
Check.
Okay, that's all out, and I'm going to unhighlight that, too. Okay, so now we are at transportation policies, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I have none of the exhibits, so I don't know. That's going to be a whole separate meeting.
We have them here. What's it say? Exhibit 5 is... Transportation highway map. They're really not good on paper anyways. So
these will just be links that are in the document that link to a document?
So these maps?
Yeah, sure.
So these maps are all ready linked on Kirby's site. We could just copy the link of that page.
To make it a live link in this document.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
That's going to take me some time. That's all I'm saying. That's probably going to take me a little time to go figure all that out. My brain. Okay.
Yeah, the Town of Kirby Transportation and Road Identification Map lists everything by name.
not town highway.
Correct.
Right. I wonder if we should just. I feel like town highways were a thing of the past.
That's when the highway was coming in, and everyone was like, "Yay, let's be a highway."
It was the early part of my UPS career where it was all town highways and RFDs, and people just thought you were an oracle and that you would find them.
I'm
the house by the tree.
With the dog.
They would literally write that on their packages.
I wonder if we should just get
the friendly dog.
There's a mailbox on that quote that's
the big house.
Take your chances.
Exactly. Well, friendly dog.
RFD, there it is.
So should we just remove all the town highway language here?
I mean, for the transportation policies?
Yeah. From up above. I don't want to back up when we're making progress, but.
I think leave it for now.
Okay. It may become defunct.
If people are really
up above.
Upset
when
with that part, they can
vote down
the whole thing based on that.
All right, so we're now.
We need another year to think about this part.
How many people actually read this, Marty?
Very, very.
Two, three, four.
Us.
Five.
Right.
Thoroughly.
Jerry, Hillary.
Exactly. Wanda. Probably
Wanda.
Wanda. Eric, is there still a State of Vermont flood hazard mapping coordinator with an office?
What?
Used to be in Waterbury.
And are they? Do they still exist in Waterbury?
Say that again.
In the paragraph that we're keeping, that we're not getting rid of, it says the State of Vermont Flood Hazard Mapping Coordinator's Office recommended the town consider. I'm just wondering, does that office still exist? I mean, maybe it's now grown. It should have grown, but I'm just wondering. Right here.
Oh, the town. Our website. Sorry, you guys are working on something else.
The town.
It has your plan exhibit.
Hazard Mapping Coordinator's Office. Does it still exist?
That's not even in this language anymore.
So it's already linked on the town.
This is. This whole, we got rid of all this.
Oh, okay.
We just deleted that whole thing. Yeah.
I feel like now it's like ANR watershed program or something like that.
Makes sense.
Wait a minute, I'm wrong. Wait, the town is adopted.
I think if you just copy that link and put it here, that will just redirect
it. Is that off of our town?
Yeah. Under zoning, it says 2019 town plan exhibits.
Oh, yeah.
So we could just take that website and just put it in here, but.
Yeah, Marty rewrote this.
They're already online. Then
yeah, he did that. Our
reading is no longer necessary.
Okay.
It's now been all changed.
Yeah, I think you can jump down to the policies part.
That's what we're doing. I want to make sure that the this is right.
Final version.
Okay, so we're on transportation. I am going to quickly back up to... I have a weird... Oh, no. You know what? I'll deal with that when we do exhibits. Ignore me. We can go to transportation policies and see if we can bang that out.
Do you want to keep reading that part, or?
I hate that whole second paragraph.
In the event, future.
Yes.
Well, it's incorrect.
Where are we making loop systems? Like, we're not developing new roads, are we? If there are new developments, it would be a driveway, not.
Yeah, it's
not a town road, right?
It also is bad language.
No blind driveways.
I don't like it.
Except for mine.
And then everyone that lives on the roads complains about the amount of traffic anyway, so.
And we currently have a detour. My mother's going to lose her mind. So do you want to start with the transportation / highway map exhibit 5 paragraph? And
sure.
I have 4 paragraphs. I want to make sure these are correct. And Aaron is lodging a complaint about the second one, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It says AB transportation policies. Is that how it appears on your?
No, I changed it to B.
The transportation highway map, exhibit 5, also shows that the town road system provides. Also shows?
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
Shows that the town road system provides adequate circulation patterns, and the town anticipates that the existing road system will support development in the town for the foreseeable future. And we're going to kill paragraph two.
Okay. In the event that future road development is required, the town should discourage the construction of dead-end roads whenever a loop system can be incorporated to allow for more efficient municipal services, including road maintenance and plowing, and improved access for emergency services. So we're getting rid of that?
Yeah.
Is there any reason to keep it? I'm just curious. I can't think of one.
I guess what I would do maybe is the existing road system will support development and emergency services for the foreseeable future, if that's something they're worried about.
Sure.
I think encourage efficient, whatever, municipal, allow for efficient municipal services, including maintenance, plowing. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I could add that to the first paragraph.
Yes.
The existing road system will support development.
Efficient municipal services.
Efficient, including road maintenance and plowing and improved access for emergency. I'll just bump that to the first paragraph.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are, especially as the zoning board is typically a bunch of, you know, locals without much zoning board training, I think it's helpful directives to be like, here's what you should consider.
I just don't feel like we're gonna.
But the dead end thing doesn't.
New town roads, like, so there's Rogan's Way and Brindle Terrace that have popped up in the last couple of years, but they're private roads because they're going out to. Like, Rogan's Way goes off Severance Hill, up the hill, to where Kevin LaJoy has built like two or three houses up there, but it's not anything that the town would plow or maintain or have anything to do with.
Does it, some of Rogan's Way come into Kirby?
Yes.
Do you know of any roads in your tenure or even Wanda's that were taken on by the town?
No.
The standards are just so high that the town's
so
never.
So I know that there were roads taken off. It was
sure.
Lynn Hill and Apple Tree Lane, correct?
Oh, up on
Mud Hollow.
I
think it was both.
I think one part of Kirby, like whatever Wood Lane or whatever that is.
Part of Wood Lane is class 4.
Part of that came off it, I thought.
Shirley Lane
is class 4.
But I think John takes a pass at it once a year.
He does. So class 4 roads, our policy says that we maintain culverts and bridges, which we don't have any bridges on class 4, but we do maintain culverts, and if John feels like they need it, he normally grades them once a year, and if they need material that is at the discretion of
the
road foreman
and
select board. Actually, V-Trans doesn't like us to spend any money on class 4 roads, but Victory Road is a mess, so John fixed that this year, and we're over budget on class 4, but it kind of has to be possible.
I remember when Shirley Lane was grass.
I would say again that roads falls under zoning or under select boards, so
purveyance, yeah.
They can
all right, so I think
worry about adding new and all that stuff. We're just trying to inform the people how the systems work.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, class 4.
Continue. Class 4 roads have been maintained as limited access recreational and service roads. These roads are not to be considered as future extensions of the current road system, and any development along these roads is recommended to be limited to seasonal recreational uses. Should we...
People do live on...
Yeah, should we put something in there that sort of says private home development? It should be understood is at the expense of the homeowner, you know, something to that on class 4 roads.
Yeah.
So that it's clear. Have we had anybody raise holy stink saying I didn't know, nobody told me, you know? Or is it pretty clear?
Well, when the town changed, I think it's Lynn Hill Road, to costs for
that's a rough road up here.
The residents sue the town.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So the issue was there was water coming right down the middle of the road, and John needed to divert it off the road, but no one on the road would allow the water to come on their property. So there was nothing else you could do.
That's a terrible road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the resolution, finally, after the suit? No resolution.
Yeah, it's still class four. We don't contain it. Yeah. Apparently, a previous road guy had plowed there, so I think John initially did, and I think that. I'm confused since I don't know which one's which.
Cobblestree Lane is pretty short. Linden goes way up and serves.
One of them, and because he thought he was supposed to, and come to find out that was class four, and he wasn't supposed to maintain that anyway.
Because there's
yeah,
like.
There were some upset people, but they still call
there's
me
like
so often
six,
and ask for more gravel.
Seven houses on Lynn Hill. I think there's about six houses on Lynn Hill up there, right? There's
probably.
Two at the far, you, that little first turn, there's two. And then as you go up, there's, I think it's four. I think there's four up there. So it's a total of six houses that are served by that road.
I think there's one for sale on Lynn Hill right now.
But it's sort of the same situation with Eric Wilson's road, right? There's some houses going up on that, but there's...
So
they're private, though.
Yeah.
Locust Ridge is class three up to the farmhouse, up to Catherine Richmond's.
Okay.
And then it's Montana. I don't think it's class four. I think it's just private from there on out.
Okay. Versus it's... I see. So there's a difference between class four and private road. Hmm.
Should we keep going and then we can think about what you were saying?
Yeah,
if we need to add like a sentence about discouraging, well, people can build wherever, but then don't come asking everyone to pay for
your
driveway,
roadways,
you know? But it might be, there might be hints of that in this part already to see if it's there.
It certainly seems commonly understood because when we had the flood.
I don't know. We had a real estate listing last fall or early this spring, 121 acres on Fenton Road, and they were like, be perfect for a developer to build condos. And I emailed them, I'm like, what are you doing? No.
This is a class four road.
Yeah. And then it goes to a trail. Trail.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, up to the CCC road on the shoulder of Burke. Yeah.
I mean, build it and maintain it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Just keep it land.
Or that.
Yeah, I don't recall who we were visiting with recently, Trace. It was regarding some real estate in southern Vermont where a big down country flatlander bought a big mansion and sight unseen and then got up here and didn't realize it was on a dirt road. So this is the kind of thing that...
Buyer beware.
The market drives now as people are not fully informed sometimes.
Real estate in Kirby has slowed down.
Has it?
I
haven't seen listings for a while.
Houses for sale in St. Jay, too.
Real low price ones.
I would think prices haven't gone down, though. So that's why it's stagnating, because that's where everything's at.
I could think of the language in the next sentence. Wet area, limited soil capabilities, and topography are all factors that place these areas in a category that is undesirable for future development. So
big hint.
I think there's some discouragement there that maybe that language really should stay there.
Yep.
Because of those class four roads being.
Yes.
Yeah, so that kind of, I feel like that covers it.
The select board passed and adopted class four road guidelines on November 2nd, 2015, which are available to review at the town clerk's office.
Mm. Are those online by chance?
I don't think so. But
that's fine.
What I just told you where John maintains culverts. And grades once a year.
No worries. I just figured if it is online, we could tell people they're there too.
Then link it.
That's fine. They can come see.
I don't think it is, but I can see if they can add it.
No worries.
With the increased housing density along some town roadways, additional care has been taken in issuing new curb cut or driveway permits or approval of access rights of ways of lots without frontage on town roads. Blind driveway entrances should be avoided, and new driveways and curb cuts must be approved by the select board.
That is a change, right?
So do we issue curb cut permits on Class 4 town?
Yes, road access permits.
Okay.
And Mike and John go out and meet with them and tell them how they want the thing.
Is the last section that you have short on there? Because I have crossed off like half of what was there before.
I have C, other transportation, and it's got three short paragraphs.
You guys want to just finish up section three here?
Transportation, yeah. Yes.
Other transportation. Oh, this is funny. A railroad line runs through the town's commercial zone, but is no longer active. So we need to tweak that language a little. There has been discussion about it possibly becoming reactivated. So,
so
they are presently restoring it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how long it's going to take, but they're already cutting in Gilman, heading this way.
Yeah. So I think we could just say a railroad line runs through the commercial zone. We don't need to comment on the status of that railroad, if you guys think.
We can just get rid of those two things.
Sure.
Do you know how much time we spent last year talking about this? Because
really?
Well, because the rail trail thing, the idea, like it was, there was a meetings about it and stuff.
Happening, yeah.
And since then, the railroad's coming back, and that's been a big stink in Gilman.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what those Miles Pond people are going to do.
It's right on the water.
Yeah,
right.
I was just at Miles Pond this afternoon.
It literally goes through people's yards.
Yeah.
They're squatting all over.
All over. Yeah.
They got like 25
you mean the train
or
will go through?
Yeah, right in front of their house. It's on the water.
Yeah. I think they have at least 25 feet to either side of the rail. That's like someone's whole backyard, front yard.
There are places there at Miles Pond where they built like decks and kayak racks and all over the rails.
Well, it's we're gonna get moved. Yeah. Plus, I think that one, like that little old railroad station, the white cabin there. You know, it's like it's got the little middle thing. That was for sale. I hope they sold it before this because that value just plummeted.
Yeah.
I mean. I doubt they have any private land.
Concord?
Yeah.
Like right by fire station kind of?
No, this one is right, it's at the pond. It's a camp now, but it's
the
literally
old depot,
the old
the depot
stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I doubt they own any lawn.
Yeah. Yikes.
Man.
That may get
eminent
domain.
Yeah. Or it could become a little breakfast cafe. Either one.
Yeah.
Capitalism or government takeover.
Yeah. Well, this section just got even shorter, honestly.
A railroad runs through the town.
Rural community transportation provides transportation services linking Kirby to the towns of Lindenville, St. Johnsbury, and Lindenville areas. There are bus routes from each of these towns to cities in the region. The Vast and Kingdom Trails snowmobile trail also runs through parts of Kirby, providing access from Victory through the Kirby Mountain and North Kirby areas to East St. Johnsbury and the St. Johnsbury Center, Concord, and Burke. There have been challenges with keeping trails open as landowners limit access.
And I think in that, we just wanted to mention it because there was some big issues with maintaining it, but just factual, not.
Yep.
That part looks good too.
Yep, that's all. I think we'd worked on that anyway. We'd worked on that before. So.
Okay.
So now we are on not A, section 4, but section 4.
September.
I don't know. That is making me crazy.
Crazy.
So now we're on utilities and facilities plan, and we still have a ways to go.
We're halfway.
Yeah. We're
because then what is it? That's it, no? Just 20 pages.
Section 4, section 5, 6. Although I think we've talked about the education plan already.
So yeah, we really reviewed a lot before the end of it. And that's when it kicked us back to the beginning. So hopefully we're...
Energy plan, section 8, housing, section 9, implementation and the objectives of the development plan. With A's all over the place here.
Okay. All right, that was a productive meeting.
New hierarchy. Invite B, C, and D to the table.
Yeah, I may even rework all that so that
so the table contents makes sense.
We have two more meetings to wrap this up and then get it.
September, October.
Okay, so next.
And then get it ready to put out.
Section 4, utilities and facilities plan. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Motion to adjourn.
And we can always do an extra meeting if we have to.
We could.
Second.
All right. Meeting adjourned.